This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Witnesses say that a rocket struck a neighborhood near Kabul's international airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rocket struck Monday morning, and gunfire immediately followed the explosions. It wasn't immediately clear who was firing. A U.S. drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate on Sunday before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's international airport. American officials made this statement, and an Afghan official said that three children were killed in that strike. The U.S. is to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday. The United States has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens remaining in Afghanistan who want to leave before U.S. President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. That's according to senior Biden administration officials. As another U.S. drone strike against suspected Islamic State militants underscored the grave threat in the war's final days. The evacuation flow of Americans kept pace even as a new State Department security alert issued hours before the military action instructed people to leave the airport area immediately due to specific credible threats. France and Britain will submit a resolution to an emergency United Nations meeting due Monday proposing a safe zone in Kabul to try to protect people trying to leave Afghanistan. That's according to French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday. He was on a visit to Mosul in Iraq and later confirmed the comment.